views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Great to be back here. And I want to welcome everyone to the show that is new to the show. And today, one of my favorites, I always love working with the angels. And today we're doing for the month of July 2016. So we do have the lines open. We're looking for angel guidance for the upcoming month, the energies that we're currently in. And I do this every month. If you're new to the show, I'll do it right before the new month is approaching, as close as I can get to that. So today, that's what we're doing, because we have July 1st right around the corner. And we're right halfway through 2016, so it's a big deal. Lots of stuff going on. Crazy stuff going on. And I want to make sure you guys know about it. I've just been putting it out there because I've been receiving all kinds of incredible information and encouragement with all the changes that we're going through right now from the angels. I'm doing that every day because, you know, we can choose for our life to go in a much smoother, gentler learning experience. And that's what I have experienced with the angels. And they have worked with me my whole life. And, you know, some people just don't want to go there. And some people are like, what is that? That's okay. It's okay if they're that way. If you're here and you're interested in this and this is working for you, then you're here. And if you're not about this, then that's okay too. You'll find what works for you. But this is what I do. And I work with the energy of everything. I work with the angels, and I love combining the two. And pretty soon, I'm hoping maybe next week, I'm trying, I can't promise. I'm going to pull out the paints and do intuitive readings as well. I love painting the readings, and that's a lot of what prompted me to work with the live streaming video, because I really wanted you to see it in the moment. And that is my favorite way to do intuitive readings. I do them with or without, but it just brings a whole nother aspect to it, because I'll paint what I'm seeing to share with you. So that's coming up very soon in one of the upcoming episodes. And so I'm just wanting to make sure everything, and I have room with all the technology around me. I have to make sure I have room for the paints, you know, and not spill something on a technology. So, you know, I'm just working out some tweaks with that. But today we're going to focus on that July energy, what the angel guidance is for the upcoming month of July 2016. We're also going to take your calls. If you want to call in for an intuitive angel reading, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I have a few emails from the email bag where people write in. We have a lot of listeners all over the world, and I want to say hello to you and thank you for tuning in. And I know that we are live at a crazy time on the clock for you. So a lot of times they're writing in from overseas, you know, when they're sound asleep right now, it's the middle of the night. So they're sending their questions in that way. Anybody that can't be here live, we always have the archives out and available afterwards, whether you're watching the live video stream, which we have now, and you can check that out at my website. Just go to the Jen Royster Show tab at the top of the page and at jenroyster.com, and you'll be able to see all the different ways. We are live broadcasting from TransformationTalkRadio.com network, and we are also broadcasting live from WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So hello to all of you in those areas. So with that, let's talk a little bit about some of the messages that I've received for all of us, okay? Because it's quite the interesting month, especially if you look at the news. How could there be so much peace rolling in? Yeah, I know. I mean, I asked them too. I was like, hey, you know, the news is crazy. Well, the news is the news too, okay? What I want to do, and I'm in broadcasting here, and I want to bring you another perspective on what's going on out there. Certain media is going to focus on certain things. Pretty much everything that's wrong with the world. I'm here to focus on what's right, what's great, what's positive, and show you that there's other options. Show you that you have an opportunity to put your energy into something more productive and positive for you and lift you when you're in those states of anxiety or fear or worried about what's happening. We have a lot of fear of the future being emphasized right now, and we are in our present moment. And so when we look at things from a metaphysical perspective or from an energy perspective, everything that we focus on in our current present moment is everything that you will manifest in your tomorrow. So if we're worrying about a lot of things about tomorrow before tomorrow is even here, we're giving energy and feeding the fears of what we're worried might go wrong. This is a big spiritual law that I'm talking about. It's very much what we focus on. Energy is in your thoughts. And so Michael, Archangel Michael, he's always the one that comes in to help us feel safe, help us with the toxic energies that are dragging us down. And we're also working with Raphael a lot this year because he's a healing angel. He's the physician of heaven. And then for this month, we have Shamuel coming in with peace energy. And Shamuel is also a beautiful angel to work with when you're working on a new life path direction, whether it's business or personal. I love how he works. Although for some of us, we're trying to see the end result before we've even taken any steps. And what he does is he gives you one step at a time. And if you were to focus and approach it that way, it's a lot less anxiety versus worrying about how everything's going to be and you haven't even taken a step. And sometimes doing that is actually freezing everything up, and now you're not making a step at all. Now you're not doing anything about anything. So, you know, let's see what they bring us today, because with July, it's a let there be peace in your life. Allow yourself to take a moment of peace. Allow yourself to bring in energy of peace to help you with the things that you have going on in a challenge. Shamuel wants to work with you on that. He wants to bring that to you. He wants to, you know, bring an aspect of positive, calming energy to your life with all the hustle bustle, all the crazy stuff, all the anxiety, all the worrying about what's happening. But the more that we choose a positive and we focus on the light within everything, even in the middle of that challenge, you're going to find your power. This came from Michael last night because my dreams have been off the chart, and I know that they're going to be. It's just ramping up, and that's what I'm here to do, is deliver whatever they give me to give you, take it or leave it. And I know that they want me to work with those chakras again. And that's the reason that class came out. It's a very inexpensive one, guys, by the way. If you are new to chakras, go to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and check out the live web stream I'm going to do on July 19th. That's going to be an update to the chakras, how we balance in today's energy, because everything has changed so much. We have to go back and we have to really readdress that. And for those that don't know what a chakra is, That is an energy transformer that processes the energy within your system. And it's a very important part of how you process energy, how you absorb it, receive it, release it in a healthy way, are you processing somebody else's or your own, and how you respond, react. It really is a big part of who you are. Much more than people realize if you're just on that physical surface. So moving forward into energy, Michael really stressed to me last week, you have got to do this update. So we're definitely going to do that. If you're brand new to the chakras or any of that, don't worry about that. This live stream is going to be a quick, you know, get you on track, give you some immediate things that you can do right now to help you. And then we'll build on that later. But I want to give everybody what they need for in the moment. And he chose July 19th. I know. Sometimes I don't really know why he does what he does and when. But I got to go with it. I can't second guess my own intuition. And when you have your chakras balanced and you want to go through this, and I've done some of the things he's saying, and wow, it's so much clearer. It's making so much more sense to just go with it. I want to give you that so you can trust your own. You'll develop your own intuition better. You'll hear it better. You'll become more aware. Michael's been really pushing that. This month will be a good month for that because we're going to bring in peace and calm, take away some of that anxiety so you can actually open up to your awareness, not be afraid of it. So it was perfect. The more I saw it coming closer, the more it made sense. So that's what we're doing. We're going to work with the peace energy, Archangel Shamuel, intuitive readings if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. So we're doing the angel guidance for July 2016. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is all about the angel guidance for July of 2016. And you can call in if you like for a reading. If you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819. I have a couple of questions from the email bag that I'm going to address, and I'm going to do that in just a moment. But I want to talk a little bit about why Archangel Shamuel brings in peace for July. He's bringing in peace right when you need it, when you see the world going crazy. I mean, when you look at it, it's pretty logical. But we need peace. We need to have a breather. At the same time, why not do it right in the middle of the crazy chaos? Okay, it makes sense. That's what we need. You keep praying and you're asking for assistance and something to help the world. They're rolling in the peace. We've got to grab onto it, latch onto it, embrace it, and receive it within our own hearts. That's what we can do as individuals. You may not be in a position where you can control the outcome of something that's going on out there, but you can certainly shine light. You can certainly support them and send energy to them with your prayers and intentions for the people that are in a position where they can do something about change. So I want you to think about that, because we do a lot of complaining about what's wrong. This is something that you can do, even if you feel like you don't have anything you can do. And it's much more powerful than you realize. A lot more powerful. So please hear that within your heart. And, you know, the other thing is that he wanted me to mention is, remember, with peace, the only thing that is truly real is love, which is a divine energy. We're talking about unconditional love. We're talking about that love that is the most powerful healing energy known. That's the only thing that's actually real. Everything else, is it an illusion? Is it something you've been manipulated to believe? Is it something that you believe because that you know that's what you were taught, and you know, but now we're going through things where it's really challenging that. Remember that love is what is real. It's the only thing that's real. And that helps you anchor into the peace. Okay? So that was one of the things he wanted me to tell you. And it looks like we have a caller. Brian, we have a caller?
Yes, we do indeed. It's Deborah from Missouri. Welcome to the program, Deborah.
Thank you.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show. And what can I do for you?
Did you say something?
Yes. What can we do for you?
Okay. I was just wondering what Shamuel has to say to me, because you mentioned something about everything is love, which I do know that. Okay. And what's the best way to get to that point if you're upset or if you see a situation of somebody else upset?
Ooh. Great question. Great question. Thank you for bringing that to the show. Great question.
You're welcome.
And that's going to take me back to your breathing. And the breathing is something that we can do physically. So this is a great one for anybody in a situation where they have anxiety or they're upset about something or something that they see. And the reason I say bring it back to your breath is very powerful, and it is your life force coming. It's connected to that. It's the first thing you do when you arrive on Earth, and it's the last thing you do before you leave, you know, is your breath. And if you bring your focus to your breath and slow it down, and that's why you'll hear, take a deep breath. You know, you hear all this all the time, like take a deep breath. But, you know, sometimes if we understand why we need to take a deep breath, we'll do it and we will anchor into that better. And the breath is wired and connected to the nervous system. And we have fight or flight. We have the anxiety. The nervous system is all clicked into that. If you slow down the breathing, if you'll notice when you're going through something where you're upset or have anxiety, your breath is faster and the shoulders are probably up in the ears. And now you're tensing up. And the way to hit what we call a switch, it's a switch in the, it's like an on-off switch to the nervous system. When you slow down the breath, it immediately flips that switch in the nervous system to calm the body, to calm the mind, to calm the whole system down. It has to, because that's the way we're wired. It's not like it won't do it. It will do it. You just have to work on taking deep breaths and blowing out slower. And that's why meditation is so powerful, because we practice and we work on our breath in meditation. So does that make sense to you? Have you ever tried that?
Yes. And my next question is, what do you do if you start coughing?
Just let the coughing's okay. Coughing is your body forcing energy out that needs to get out of you. It's an okay. Everything that we do physically is an expression of the energy behind it. So coughing is actually forcing whatever it is out. You know, sneezing, whatever, coughing, throwing up, all kinds of stuff like that is the body saying, get this out of me, you know, get rid of this. And, but, you know, I would say allow yourself to cough. Don't try to control coughing. Just cough. Take care of it. Get a drink of water and then go back to your breathing. Don't make it a hindrance. Just go, okay, let me clear that out. Because sometimes that's exactly what the breath is doing. It's helping you clear out something that's just too much energy for you. And that's an energy explanation of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I'm really grateful to know that, because that has happened to me every so often when I do it. So, yeah.
Right. And if you're highly sensitive and you do get upset about things that you see around you, you know, and you just get upset about things, you're going to probably cough more. For me, I'll start sneezing. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I'll sneeze 20, 30 times in a row for absolutely no reason. And it'll happen a lot when I'm sitting down and settling, because it is just purging. It's a way to purge. We detox our bodies in lots of ways, and that's one of them. So if it's happening like that, don't try to stop the cough. Just let it clear out. That's energy bursting itself out. You probably absorb some big energy that just is trying to get out as fast as it can.
Okay.
Right. I know. And for people that have never heard this before, they're going, wow, that's different. But, you know, if you're only looking at things from a physical perspective, you know,
right.
You're not going to see what I'm talking about. We're looking at everything from the energy behind it, behind the physical. And we're looking at it from a spiritual metaphysical approach, which is right brain versus the left brain, that would say, okay, what's the cough about? Did I get something? Did I swallow something wrong? You know, it's going into all the logic, and we keep the logic. But when you rule that out and there's nothing else that happened, there's also the energy behind what's happening physically. So I'm glad you brought that question to the show, because that's a very good question that I'm sure a lot of people are feeling, and they have a hard time slowing their breath down. Breath helps you. When we slow that down, we bring in the peace. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Does that have anything to do with, like, if your throat tightens up too?
Yes, that's you're probably feeling the experience of the energy. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Okay. Are you talking about tightening up when you're upset or when you're coughing?
Well, it can just be like I could smell something that's not good, you know, like let's say somebody sprayed some stuff, you know, that because I got to kind of stay away from chemical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my throat will instant tighten up.
Well, it's trying to protect you from taking it in energetically. Okay. Now, we're not talking medically. So if you've got something physical going on that needs to be checked out, do that. But energetically, why would it be happening physically anyway? But my body will try to stop breathing when I'm around any kind of a smoke, because I'm very sensitive to cigarettes or anything like that. And, you know, people have the right to do that and they're out there smoking. But if it goes across me, I've got to hold my breath around it. I can't take it in. Right. I cannot take it in. It's like very, very sensitive for me. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not taking that out against them. I just know that I can't take it in. So, you know, as long as they're respecting me, you know, I'm respecting what they've chosen to do, but I can't breathe it in. It's not good for me. What's good for one person may not be good for another.
Right.
But yeah, I'm very much, I understand that about the chemicals. And the chemicals, the artificial scents, anything that has anything toxicity to it, your body is communicating with you like a very clear antenna. Not for you, Deborah, not for you. That's what it's saying to you.
Okay. So when I'm doing this breathing, should I breathe in like peace or something? Is that what Camille's saying?
Yes. If you would... If you would just slow it down, you may not be able to go real, real slow, but practice slowing down your breathing and thinking about something peaceful, like a peaceful scene. What's peaceful to you? Sitting by a quiet river, sitting outside, riding a horse, whatever is quiet and peaceful and calming for you. Close your eyes and think about that while you're slowing down your breath, because your body will connect with that mentally, and then it will work with the breath, and it's very effective. We call that creative visualization, and it's a form of meditation, kind of taking your body into a meditative state, almost self-hypnosis, but not really. It's a whole different way to do it. I actually like it a lot, because some people, I've actually had them tell me, I can't visualize. If they're thinking, they can visualize, but they don't think they can. That's okay. But if you just think about it, and if you can't keep it in your mind, sit in front of a picture of something so you can look at it. Start with that if you need to. And I'm putting that out there for everybody, in case there's other people out there that I can't keep that thought in my mind. Well, then put something in front of you, a picture, a video, anything that helps you go there. Anything that helps you go there. And at that, I have to go to break, Deborah.
Well, thank you. You really helped me a lot.
Well, thank you. And I think you helped a lot of other people today, too. That was a great question for today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the angel guidance and messages for July of 2016 with Archangel Shamuel and bringing in peace. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we're talking all about the peace energy that Archangel Shamuel wants to bring to us for the month of July and how we can do that. And I want to take a moment to go to the email bag from a listener that is from the other, I believe this one is from the other side of the world, I think Finland. But this is from Sophie. And let me read her question to you. I have a question regarding something that I'm wondering if it is an energy symptom due to these intense energy shifts going on. My boyfriend has been experiencing this on and off for a while, where he gets this watery feeling, like his entire body is being filled with water, and he literally feels like he has water coming up his throat. At the same time, his stomach crashes. Not quite sure what she means by the crash there, but he gets cold sweats and exhausted. Could it be the energy, and could it be related to the energy? He also has been having these extreme heat sensations in the body, like having a fire inside. And when that happens, I can actually feel the heat and the energy vibrating from him. He says he can almost visualize flames of fire radiating from his arms and hands. Whoa. This actually also started happening to me this week before the full moon. Now, she wrote that, I think, last week. So it was that last full moon in June. And solstice, where I had these extreme hot flashes and my hands and feet felt like they were on fire with tingling in my fingers, which I usually experience with stronger energies. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you from Sophie. Well, energetically, there's lots of things going on there. And physically, I'm going to say right now, you just want to make sure physically something hasn't manifested that needs attention, like a balancing physically. But even if we need balancing on a physical level medically, there is always an energy behind that happening. And I feel heat and fire all the time. I do when I'm burning off energy. Fire is a cleansing type of thing. And energetically, it burns off, you know, and you look at the elements. It can burn up and it purifies and cleanses. So when we feel fire energy, your body is trying to purify and cleanse something. And I mean, it is, whether it's something that you need help from a doctor, medical doctor, or if it's detoxing a chemical that you need to get out of your diet, you've been around something that was toxic, energetically toxic energy can do that. I heat up like crazy when I'm doing energy healing. My clients can vouch for that. When I had my office and I they were coming in for a lot of that, I would be drenched. Where I got so hot working on energy healing. The more intense the situation, the more heat would happen, where I would be just drenched, my clothes drenched, everything was drenched, the client was drenched. And one of the ones that I remember really being like that was a gentleman that had been diagnosed with cancer, and he was being treated medically. He was being treated medically, but he was he came in because he wanted a little bit more than that. And they had given him a diagnosis of 6 months, and he had several tumors through his body. And we did an hour and a half of just energy healing and purification. And we talked through the whole thing, and he was processing, and he was really digging in deep to the root cause of why this was happening to him. And he realized some areas that he needed to release and let go. When that session was over, I felt like my hands were boiling when I went over some of the spots, especially the tumors. And he was watching it. I mean, we were drenched, both of us. And we were in, you know, when you do energy healing, everybody's got clothes on. There's no any of that. But 90 minutes, we did 90 minutes. So I'm sharing that because if you have a natural ability for healing in energy, I know that I always feel the heat. I always do. And when something is stuck on me and I'm not releasing it like I should, I'll run fevers. I've run them up high. When I didn't realize it, I was running 104 fevers like all the time. And you know, it was like, what in the world with the fevers? But it was my body burning off the energy that needed to go away because I'm a healer. I'm an energy healer. And that does not mean that I'm doing it. It means that I'm just a conduit. I bring it in like a garbage truck. Yeah, you kind of feel like a garbage truck. And then you burn it up, you process it in the incinerator, and you release it. And you're pulling it, and it's moving. But my body knew it couldn't keep it. My body knew it cannot keep that. I have Himalayan salt lamps everywhere, and I have crystals everywhere, and I use a lot of Himalayan salt in my diet. I consume it as well, but I do a lot of things. I live by the ocean and the salt water because that's very cleansing for me, and that's why you hear me talk about salt baths and things like that, because it helps pull that energy off. So absolutely, it could be the energy. The water coming up, that feeling of the water filling up, Sophie, that is an emotional overload. Bottom line, overwhelmed by the emotions. Up into the throat was indicating up, holding at the throat chakra. Fifth chakra is in the throat with communication. The flames he was feeling, his body was finding a way to help him and burn that off. So I would definitely make sure there isn't something else physically going wrong, because sometimes that does manifest and you got to deal with it when it manifests. When you work with the root cause and the energy, it can support your healing physically. And then you don't have to keep going through that over and over as well. So there's two aspects to this. Absolutely. I'm all about that energy. So I wanted to give you that. And then she said she was feeling that when she was around intense energies. She also mentioned about that moon at the end of the month. Absolutely. I was on fire for about a week before and a week after, just constant. The heat was turned up more and more and more. And I found that, you know, I get a little more recluse, and I just try to shield up a little bit more and just try to give myself time to process some of that. But it wasn't about somebody else's energy. It really gets intense and overloaded when you're processing your own, when you're going through a big energy shift like that, and then you have absorbed somebody else. And the key is, this energy this year is really taking us spiritually inward. So all this inward work really wants us to get rid of personal things that we need to get rid of. They need to go away. And so I try to eliminate, okay, let me just kind of be here and see what I need to do for me. Because I know that if I'm not good, I can't help you. And I want everybody to hear that. Because if you're in a position where you're helping others all the time, you really can't do a whole lot if you're over your head in it. So you have to tend to you first. You have to. Sometimes that means just kind of quiet it down in your life. And just give yourself time with the peacefulness. Now, see, this energy coming in, this peaceful energy is perfect. If you were feeling that kind of intensity with that moon and that shift that happened at the end of June, perfect. Embrace that peaceful energy because it's a cooling elixir for all the fire. But we got to burn it out. It's got to burn out. It's got to go away. It disintegrates into dust and it can't reconnect. See, that's how it's kind of a cleansing metaphor that way. So definitely. What a experience they have had. They sound like they're both very energetically connected. Watch out also about how you absorb each other's. You can still care for one another and be in a great relationship, but make sure everybody's processing their own. That's important. You can support one another, but you know, I know that I have to be careful with that. I have to make sure that I'm not processing everything that isn't mine, you know? So that's what happens. But Sophie, thank you for sharing that with us for the show today, because we are going through quite a bit of energy. It was an actual perfect question for how the divine just brings us exactly what we need. After we go through a big transformative energy shift, our bodies have to get rid of that old. And then they bring in this peacefulness for us to recalibrate and rejuvenate. And it's basically you're getting the nourishment after the cleansing. So that's what July is a big one about. So think about that, guys. Think about that. It's time for another break. Oh, my goodness. Already it's time for another break. So with that in mind, I want to say, if you want to call in, we've got one more segment, 1-800-930-2819. I have another email I'm going to read when we come back from break. We're talking about angel guidance for July 2016 with Peace with Archangel Shamuel. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in with us, we've been sharing angel guidance for July of 2016. And it's all about taking a minute, taking a breather, and allowing the peace energy to come in that Archangel Shamuel is here to help us with in this month. And it's a great refreshment after all of the intensity we had in June. It's to also help you with all the intensities that are going out there in the world that may be upsetting you. Anything personal, anything on a global scale, anything locally or country-wise. I mean, there's plenty going on, but there's also a positive aspect to everything. Wherever, there's two sides of it. There's always two sides. But we always focus on something that we don't want. That's all we see. So this is, hi, there's my co-host waking up. You hear all that? Sounds like an elephant over there. And she's my baby girl. She really is. Sorry about that. You gonna come in and say hi? Maybe? Okay, she's gonna come in. Anyway, what we wanna do in this last segment is I wanna do one more email that came in and answer that, and then I really want you guys to think about that breathing we talked about at the beginning of the show and really taking a moment of awareness. Are you allowing peaceful energy and love into your life when you need it? We need it all the time. We can have it all the time, but are you shutting it out when you're upset about something? Are you shutting it out? And just being aware that I might be shutting that out, you can allow it back in. And that's a beautiful thing. So with that, let me go to one more email here. This one is from Beth, and she says, I am dating now that my divorce is coming to the final stages. So it sounds like she had big choices there that happened. And can you please get any messages from the angels to let me know if the man I've been talking to or talking with is going to be good for me? I really feel a connection and want to be sure it could work out. God bless and thank you, Beth. Well, Beth, I've asked Michael and I've also asked Raphael to answer your question on that. And Raphael came forward first. He was kind of strong with that. And he said, Beth, there's a lot of healing that you're going through and you have to be aware that you're healing. And you need time for that. So healing happens right after a big shift like that, okay? So we don't want to rush. At the same time, you have a good positive connection with somebody and be in that moment. But then Michael came through and he said, he does this with his sword. He just kind of went in front and he said, this is a good connection. Just don't get so committed until after 6 months or so. He's saying just enjoy company, but don't get so embedded or in deep that it's too much too soon because you have healing that's happening. And so that came in between the two angels. It's like, give it, wait it out till the end of the year and then see how you feel. But it doesn't mean, sometimes when we've been in big relationships and then we go from being in one for a really long time to another, we go way too fast. That's a pretty common thing. But those two angels really came in. They want to be a little protective with you. They said that your heart wants to love so badly, and it has wanted to for a very long time, way before even any of this divorce thing happened. They want to help you align with a love that you've always wanted. And you working with the healing and working with some awareness for you is going to bring you that. But absolutely, there is absolutely nothing negative that I'm picking up here, that he's not bad for you, but it's not something to just go too fast with deep commitment either. They kept saying to make sure I told you that. So I wanted to give you that. And I say enjoy your life. You're learning who you are as an individual as well. They said that was very important before diving into another relationship too committed. We need to know who we are as an individual, and we need to be a strong, healthy individual. Make sure we're not expecting the other person to fill a void that we should be accountable and responsible for ourselves, such as happiness. I know. So when we have a healthy perspective on where we want to move forward, now that aligns you with energies in a relationship that are going to be really phenomenal for you. And that's a very healthy connection. So I wanted to make sure you had that. And thank you, Michael and Raphael, for that information for Beth. That was good information, I think, for just about anybody in that situation. But you have lots of good things happening, so don't take that as a negative. That just means don't go so fast with that. Just enjoy it, but don't rush into something too fast. So that's what that is. Make sure you're giving yourself, thank you. Michael came back in one more time. He said, don't put your own personal healing on the back burner because now you're in another relationship. Sometimes that's what happens. You jump right into something else so fast that now you're not giving that time to that. Don't push that to the side. So you can do both, but just make sure you're not forgetting to do that. So that's that. Thank you very much. He's not going to let me miss anything, is he? They've been very assertive lately, so I just have to go with it. But they always have never failed me. They have never taken anything out, you know, as a mistake. And so, I mean, I just know that what they deliver to me, I deliver to you, and I just don't hesitate. And take it or leave it if you're ready for it, because it's up to you to decide and be proactive with something. If you are interested in the chakra updated live stream web class, which will be about an hour and a half, please go to my website and check it out and register. You can start sending those questions in that you may have for that. If you're brand new or experienced, this is very new and more current for the challenges and the transformation we're going through right now. Please go over and check it out. See if that's something for you. I also have a free guided meditation, intro to meditation, and some guided meditations over there that you might enjoy. So please go over and sign up and get those. I have lots of things over there going on, and we're still building. I have several live classes that are going to be coming up, but they sort of wanted me to do this one quicker. So it went out of order of what I was expecting to, but I'm just going with it. They know what they're doing. It's perfect time. That live class will be July 19th, and you don't need to worry if you're going to miss it. The live, there'll be the replay. You'll have your logins. You can see it later, and you can still send your questions in. So nobody misses out if it's not a good time for a live web stream for you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I want to say thank you to everyone that has been following and been a listener of the show for the last 6 years. I have grown with you, and I want to say thank you. I want to say hello to all the new listeners, all the new people that are viewing now. We're starting to get quite a bit of activity over on the YouTube channel with this one now. So this is very new, and we're working to continually bring you a great program with great content and what you want to hear from me. What do you want? Let us know what you would like to see on an upcoming episode. It's all about metaphysics here and what you want to learn. So let me know. Go over to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and let us know. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.